Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I agree with Brett Favre. Favre says no football, no tackle football till you're 12. Seems totally reasonable. That would give you like 6 years of football before you ever have to go to college. And you could still play flag football prior to that.
Or you can move to Massachusetts and play year-round.
I apologize to the linemen whose footwork will be stunted because of those years at 13 and 14 that they missed out on.
What would Max Lane do for 6 years?
I'll tell you what.
Chew a log.
We'll get Dante Scarnecchia to coach him up once they get to the NFL. Yeah. All will be well.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Philly. He's got some feedback on Brett Favre's comments.
Hi, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. Not just Brett. This entire storyline that you guys have been following has been really – it's actually been interesting. It's funny. My kids are both Ivy League football players now, and they
Smarties.
Didn't start.
Which schools? Now we want to know which ones.
Hey.
Come on!
Yeah. Obviously, they're not NFL talent, or they.
That's okay.
Schools, right? But it's funny. They started when they were 14, and it's not because I held them out.
Princeton. One's at Princeton. Come on, keep
Dartmouth?
Going.
Dartmouth.
One's at Princeton.
Yeah, because you're Philly. Yeah.
Brown? You got one at Brown?
Colgate.
Brown?
Okay, and one's at Penn.
Wow, great school. Smart kids, huh?
Great, good for you.
They're smarter than they are athletic. But you know what's interesting?
Did you say Colgate?
One's a wide receiver and one's a halfback.
Cornell.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. They had no contact prior to being 12, but not because I held them out. They said fat kids played really early.
Yeah.
Well, like the linemen, right? Right. In those, what we call like the intelligent positions or the thinking spots or whatever they are, they come on later. But you know where I'm most offended? Offended is a hard word. But these, Brett Favre?
Thank you.
You guys said it right. I mean, what would he be doing without the NFL? I bought one of those freaking stupid bats.
This is like, you know what? People criticize
Brady.
Would
you
this.
Buy one of his copper bracelets there?
Yeah.
I did. No,
yeah. Does it work? Does it even work?
Did.
I'm a fool.
It doesn't work. Of course it doesn't
All
work.
Right, Mike. Here's the thing, though. Favre's not saying stop what's going on in the NFL. He's not. He's not talking about that. He's talking about 11-year-olds. I got news. Brett Favre, if he didn't play football until he was 12 with the pads on, still probably would have made it to the NFL.
Yeah.
Still would have been there. Would have been the same guy. In fact, Brett Favre...
If all of his peers did the same thing?
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't get knocked around until I was a senior in high school. Like, that's where I had my first real good hit.
Was Brett Favre when he came into the league?
Yeah.
Or did he develop? He got better as his career went on, did he not?
He was pretty good at Southern Miss. They let him run around. And I just remember the stories of Jerry Glanville. Like, look at you, Mississippi. Well, if you had a head on you, could be a good player. They just never gave him a chance. He had no offense there. I remember the stories of Matt.
When Brett
Favre, I remember Matt Hasselbeck.
When Brett Favre came into the league, was he pegged as a Hall of Famer?
No.
No.
God, no.
He's picked in the second round.
He was a gunslinger. They already had a gunslinger there in the Magic Man. Don Majkowski was a quarterback in Green Bay. I remember Matt Hasselbeck telling me they were sitting in meetings. It'd be him, you name it, Mark Brunell. And they would sit there with Mike Holmgren, and they're like, we're watching film like, you guys don't do a damn thing that this guy does, because he does nothing to conform. He just does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
They used to do this play fake where he'd throw his hands up in the air like he was faking a pass, and it didn't fake anybody out. It never looked like you were faking it. Holger tried to tell him to stop doing it. He just did it because he wanted to do it.
Brian's in Boston. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Hey, Gordon Bombay was real good in Pee Wees. That's where you got to push your kid in there real hard when he's real young.
Where do you got to push him real hard?
Push them real hard when they're young so we can be like Gordon Bombay and Mighty Ducks. But if you want your kid to learn how to tackle, why don't you just have him play rugby? You guys have a good day.
Okay.
That's a good call.
Vote for rugby.
Rugby.
Had a Mighty Duck reference. Push the kid real hard.
Okay. Rugby it is.
Okay.
Dan in Rhode Island. Hi, Dan.
Hey, I just want to point out it's a different sport, but, you know, in youth hockey, the kids aren't allowed to hit, check, and all that stuff until they get up to, like, 12, 13 years old.
And that's not new.
And, I mean, it's just as, yeah, it's not new, and it's just as violent as a sport, you know? So I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I wonder
that's a good point. Hockey is another sport that has dealt with concussions.
Yep.
And hockey forever. You've not been able to check and hit until you're about that age.
Well, that's a tough one, too, because you're always staring at the puck. You're looking down at the puck. So the head, in essence, is already in a down position, which is vulnerable. You got to be able to keep your head up. I mean, we sit here and we talk about these hits in hockey.
Keeping your head up is not all of a sudden the cure-all for concussions.
No, but...
You keep your head up, you can still get drilled.
On any of these hockey hits that we talk about in the National Hockey League, it's usually when a guy is going to... And what do they do when they slow down? He's going to play the puck. I mean, the head's down. He ends up getting chipped with the shoulder, just barely. I mean, these things happen. I mean, my kid plays lacrosse. She's a girl, but you're not allowed contact. There's no pads. There's no helmets. They just have eyewear.
Right.
The boys at the same age, helmet, full helmets, pads, they're allowed to contact.
See, the thing is, it seems to be an argument about technique and whether or not you're doing your kid a disservice by not allowing them to play certain sports a certain way and whether or not they're going to be behind. From the people that I've talked to about this, and, like, different trainers and stuff, they say it's way more important just to have them active and moving and consistently throughout their different growth stages. And there's this notion, this theory of being able to bank, like, these speed skills that you pick up and your ability to just move, whether it's laterally, whether it's the ability to just, you know, develop your sprinting motion and your sprinting muscles, all that stuff through different stages. And it doesn't have to be through tackle football. You can do it literally through playing tag. You can do it through playing soccer. As long as you are remaining active at each stage of your development, then you're going to develop those quote unquote athletic skills. The other stuff can be learned.
You got to be able to advance it too. You got to layer it.
We talk about guys that they look at in the combine and whether or not they have a certain skill set that they're looking for whether it's for an offensive lineman or a cornerback and all that stuff. It's like that stuff, if you get a coach even at the pro level, it's like, oh, you're done by that. Dante Scarnecchia will take a guy, and I'm not saying he's going to totally change the way he plays on the offensive line, but is he going to change enough technique to where if he didn't have that, he would be a totally different player?
This is why.
It's more important just to have them active and doing something. Don't worry about whether or not he's playing tackle as opposed to flag, or he's playing contact hockey as opposed to non-contact. Is he moving? Is he skating? Or is she running? Is she doing this stuff to just maintain some kind of athleticism? To me, I don't know. Maybe I'm too soft. I'm not this hardcore, got to go out there play every sport, do everything every night of the week. Are you doing something?
Yeah.
Let's do something. Last night was literally, let's pull the nets out. We're going to play street hockey for 30 minutes just because we haven't done anything yet today. Let's do that.
I'd say box the kids in the backyard, get the chickens out, chase chickens all day.
Something.
That's something.
Yes.
Moving around. Tie the feet together.
Steven in New Hampshire. Steven.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Played hockey, coached hockey, played college hockey, and my son plays hockey. And I think hockey is a good example to look at, so I'm glad you took me up to that last call. Two major factors. They do not allow checking until about 13 years old.
Yep.
And at 13 years old, kids are hitting puberty. You have kids out there 160, 170 pounds, and a kid's out there about 80 pounds. And it's really a bad time to say, and not to mention the hormones raging and everything they watch on TV. They're out there mutilating kids.
This one down
okay,
weird,
Steve.
This one down a weird
one. All right. But again, that hockey point is a good one. Kim in the car. Hey, Kim. Kim? Going once? Going twice, Kim? Kim?
Yeah.
All right. See you later, Kim. And that will conclude that because we've got some more NBA rumors that we need to get to. We started off the day, led the show with the Celtics, and there are more rumors on that front, what the Celtics might be doing. And what do you want the Celtics to do going into the night? I say stay put, but there's more and more smoke that the Celtics are trying to move. We'll get to it next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day.
latest on the NBA front. It's draft day in the NBA. We've got this from Sam Amick, USA Today, national NBA guy. He tweeted, as NBA draft day begins, a general prediction. Fireworks to come. Boston at number 27. Still trying to move up into the top five, but we will have a hard time. They will have a hard time. So long as they continue keeping Brown or Tatum off the table. Clippers, 12 and 13 are itchy. Milwaukee wants more picks. They're at 17. But in that tweet, it is said that the Celtics are not including Tatum or Brown in any of their discussions right now. Those guys are off the table. That makes me happy.
It should. It should. If you like, I mean, obviously, everybody loves Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. The only thing that would throw a wrench into that into tonight, what I would think would be to have Jaylen Brown on the table, that you would be able to move him. See, Terry Rozier, I don't think people are going to freak out over, because you still believe Kyrie Irving's the guy and they're building it around him, even though you like Rozier and you like the depth and it adds to it. But, I mean, you're not going to totally lose your mind if you get to the top two. And Terry Rozier is part of some of that package. If that's Jaylen Brown, people are going to go, you're going to see people lose their minds around here.
B-Rob's got this. Brian Robb.
What's he got?
B-Rob in the closet. He's going to be on Felger Mass later today, by the way. He writes, league sources tell BostonSportsJournal.com that the Celtics have discussed Terry Rozier with other teams as part of a trade package to move up. The 24-year-old guard is one of several chips the Celtics have in their war chest of assets, which includes a top one protected 2019 Kings pick, the 2019 top eight protected Grizzlies pick, and a 2019 top 14 protected Clippers pick. He says Rozier is being discussed. Rozier is on the table for other teams. I have told you that I think Rozier is going to be an important player for this team going into next season because of the question mark about Kyrie's knee, maybe the minutes management of Kyrie coming back off an injury, and just the fact that he offers good depth, a good player coming off your bench. So Kyrie is in deals. I will say this, Jimmy Stewart, producer, Felger Mez, you know him, Jay Stu.
He likes to throw stuff at the wall.
NBA. He's tweeting up a storm. He's always got
been up since 5 a.m.
He's always dropping him into the show on Felger Mez.
Pissed me
he
off.
He came
today.
In during one of our breaks and he challenged me on this.
What do you do?
And he said, why are you so obsessed with keeping Rozier? I said, because I think he's good. I think you need a good, decent backup. He said, you know better than anyone, as someone who's had the take for a while, that point guards are just point guards in the NBA. He said, point guards are a dime a dozen in this league. If you get someone that really wants Terry Rozier, trade him and replace him. You've got mid-level guys. You've got free agents out there. You could find yourself another point guard. I said, you know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'm starting to come around on that one a little bit. That the replacement, the possible replacement for Rozier, could be acquired off the street, so to speak, as a free agent this offseason. You could make maybe another minor move to acquire one. So,
yeah.
Okay, I can accept that. As long as there is a plan.
But is that Danny Light, though? He's going to get a body, I think. You know, that like if you're doing this, Danny's going to get a body. He's not doing it to acquire
so
Chip
what?
To go
I
down.
Mean, what if he gets a decent player?
I could be. He would. I like. I said.
Okay. Here's
at the
my
start
thing.
Of the show. I would trust. Him.
I don't think you can just go into the year with Shane Larkin as the backup plan. I don't.
Well, people like Larkin.
I like him too, but I just think you need a little something more.
I remember people like Larkin better than Terry Rozier at one point this year, where Larkin was getting the starts.
I liked his dad Barry Larkin quite a bit.
Yeah,
good ball player.
Marcus Smart's a point guard too.
Pardon What's me? That?
Marcus Smart's
yeah,
point guard,
I know
too.
He is, but I don't think of him as the true traditional point
guard. Jim and his $18 million salary.
He is, though, if he's here. He's not a part of any of these deals. It's true.
I got stuck in traffic yesterday. On
and then
pipe.
You will have made the pick that we all said you'd end up making, which is picking Smart over Rozier.
Yeah.
Right, Jim?
Boy,
right?
Full circle, Jim.
Oh, he's not listening to us now.
Yeah, shut it off.
He's yucking it up with Billy Lanny.
That's something funny there.
Sorry, what did you say?
I got stuck in traffic yesterday.
Yeah, like every day.
I go past, and that Red Harbuck Center, my God, I know we looked at the videos and pictures of it, but you're sitting on a pike, and it's right there, and you see people in there shooting basketball, like right through it. Like, that's going to be great for them. That is going to be awesome. And it's, boom, it's them, and it's the Warrior Ice Arena right there. Like, that is, it's going to be a nice hotspot for
great
Boston.
Neighborhood, right?
That's, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's why we're moving out.
Yeah.
That's why we're leaving.
Well, Not like you got player interviews anyway. I mean,
was Brad Stevens going to walk across the
I've never
the
been in the hockey rink. They've been over there for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
I've never even been over there.
Dude, they're starting to build up the air. They're putting in trees and little grass walks.
We're on the air every time they're doing
restaurants.
Something.
You got the rail stop over there. They've brought in stuff before. You know, all kind of stuff growing over there.
617-779-0985. And the question today is, generally speaking, what would you like the Celtics to do today? I think they've only really got one major move in them this offseason. They don't have all the pieces that they've had in the past. They do have pieces to move. But if they're going to make a major deal, and they do it tonight, and they package up Rozier and picks, and they're moving up the board, and they're drafting a player, unless that one player by himself is going to net you another major player in the league in a trade, you're probably doing just that, and you're moving on. You're going to make a big move. You draft a guy in the top five if they can manage it tonight. And then what do? They're going to stand pat. They're going to go into next season.
I could play that stupid stand pat song again.
Well, they wouldn't really be. I mean, they'd be standing pat after making a big move. Making a big move tonight is not standing pat. There's movement. But you are then taking yourself out of, I think, any chase for Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
You're taking yourself out of the pitch for LeBron. I don't think you're doing all those things.
Well, it's gotten quiet on the LeBron front, huh? I mean, we were flying on LeBron for days last week, and now
weird.
It's all Kawhi Leonard now, not LeBron.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
There's nothing on the LeBron front. We thought it was up and running, and the rumors were going to be fast and furious, and it has not happened.
Right. Still time.
I mean, we were getting reports about his wife changing gyms.
Yeah.
You know,
Planet Fitness.
Moving her Planet Fitness
that
membership
was so critical
to California.
To move that $20 a month Planet Fitness membership.
The only story to come out on that front is that they want Kevin Love, regardless of whether LeBron's there or not. The Cavs want to keep Kevin Love.
Yeah, they haven't shopped him. They want to keep him there. Does that seem like a good stand to take? Not that, listen, Kevin Love is not bad, but to make it a must, we must have Kevin Love. What if someone offers you a good deal for Kevin Love? You're going to go into a rebuild without LeBron. You might as well get all the assets you can get. Are they worried about selling tickets? They didn't have Kevin Love to sell the tickets in Cleveland?
Yeah, he'll bring them in. They have Triscuit night.
You know, one of the untold stories of that is the hit that the value of that franchise is going to take for Dan Gilbert. And I'm going to sit there and laugh. Because he has twice allowed LeBron James to leave his team.
It's
going to have happened.
The moment that he leaves, the stock will drop 30% or more.
Twice. How embarrassing
is that
as an owner?
You can't allow him to, like, totally run the show and then, you know, somehow try and take control back. And if they're trying to take any control back, it doesn't matter. He's not going to be able to do everything that LeBron wants. Everything that LeBron wants is going to be done by another team who's willing to go all in. And Dan Gilbert's done that enough times. He's like, it doesn't guarantee you a championship.
Here's
what
something.
Am I doing all this?
You had the guy with Kyrie.
Never been
traded him away.
Here's something LeBron will never be able to do in Cleveland. He's never been able to do it. That's build a super team.
Yeah.
He could do it in Miami. He could do it in L.A. He could do it in San Antonio. Those guys won't go to Cleveland. They won't. He can't get them there. Kyrie was drafted there. Kevin Love was traded there. There's no attraction in Cleveland to play with LeBron.
Right.
He's not enough. His friends, Chris Paul, will look at him and say, why are we going to Cleveland? Why don't we go do this in L.A.?
Right.
Why does this super team have to be there?
And when you're a free agent, you can go anywhere you want. LeBron doesn't have a good answer for that.
No, he doesn't. Because I'm here, guys. Play with me. Well, why don't we wait till you're free?
Why do we have to move?
Why do we have to move? You should move. Why don't we go somewhere nice? Peter's in Jamaica Plain. Hi, Peter.
Hey, guys. I think the whole thing stems around the guard position because they have, right now, Terry Rozier is the question mark. Marcus Smart, hopefully I know they want to re-sign him because Brad Stevens loves him and so does Danny. And there's no guarantees on Kyrie. You know, he could be injured or there's talk now he might want to go to New York. So the thing I'd like to see them do is draft the closest thing to Marcus Smart and stay where they are. You know, they don't need a scorer. They got plenty of scoring. They need a defensive player and a good passer. Marcus Smart is their best passer right now. Much better than either Kyrie or Terry Rozier. And then they love Aaron Baines. So sign Marcus Smart, Aaron Baines, kind of stay pat, and go ahead and trade Terry Rozier if you can sign Marcus Smart, who is a one-of-a-kind guy. I know you say point guards are a dime a dozen, but there's only one Marcus Smart in the league.
I really like
even
Marcus Smart. I really,
Jim Louth is laughing.
I really like Marcus Smart.
Smart defender.
I want him, and I want him to stay with the Celtics.
Can I have that call as a takeaway?
He is not.
Can I have that call as a takeaway just to get us ready for the NBA draft tonight?
That's not new. Peter's been doing that to us for months on Marcus.
I know. It's fine.
He
it's good.
Is all in
I'm
on Marcus
sorry
Smart.
For laughing.
I'm in on Marcus Smart too, and I want him to. I want to spend even a little more than they're comfortable spending in order to retain his services. There's one guy on this team right now that spells make or break, and if he's not playing, you have to get somebody as good or better, and that's Kyrie Irving.
Marcus
that's
Smart.
It. It's about Kyrie. Mm. We're talking about a league of superstars here where the superstars make the difference, and you need two or three top 20 talents on your team in your starting five to be a legitimate contender.
Celtics have two of them.
Yeah.
Celtics have two.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart is factors into a lot of games. I get it. But he's not the answer.
No.
It's not the truth.
No, it's not.
We should get Avery Bradley back, too. Jay Crowder.
Come Hardy on. Has All our headlines. Later this hour, though, I'd like to talk about a guy in the National Football League who is begging to be a member of the Patriots, if you don't mind. More of your Celtics calls are coming up next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox send Rick Porcello to the mound here this afternoon. It's going to be Porcello versus Kyle Gibson to wrap up the three-game set. Sox trying to avoid the sweep after they lost again last night 4-1. Mookie Betts is going to lead off. Then it's Andrew Benintendi. J.D. Martinez, the DH, in batting third. Mitch Moreland at first. Xander Bogaerts is at short and batting fifth. Rafael Devers, Brock Holt, Sandy Leon behind the plate. And then Jackie Bradley Jr. plays center field and bats ninth. World Cup action today. We have one match that's already gone final. That was earlier today between Denmark and Australia. They drew to a 1-1 finish. Right now in the 71st minute, France has a 1-0 lead over Peru. Coming up at 2 o'clock, Argentina will play Croatia. Headlines are brought to you by MEFA. Low-cost student loans with multiple repayment options from MEFA, MEFA.org. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines, 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zach Lowe has a report that the Cavaliers have offered the number 8 pick and Kevin Love for Kawhi Leonard. Again, he wouldn't be a free agent, but if we get him to Cleveland.
San Antonio must be so happy. Get Kevin Love.
And the number 8 pick. That's not a terrible offer.
It's not terrible.
Not terrible. Hey, I don't know that it's enough.
Popovich could do stuff with Love, though.
Yes, but at least you get a guy that's going to freaking play.
Oh, right away.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Insert
you get
a guy.
Real, you get a real player and a top 10
pick? A
real
NBA player. Boom. Stick him in there. Yep.
And a lot of this depends on what that conversation was between Popovich and Kawhi the other day. If it went well, maybe he says, I want him back. I think I can take him back, and I think that I can straighten this out and get the best out of him. If it didn't go well, then they might pull the trigger on a deal like that. What do you want the Celtics to do tonight? Ben is in Groveland. Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Ben?
Tonight will tell us a lot if Danny wants to win a championship next year or decide to kind of play a long-term, like, with the Thunder and have a big three kind of going forward. So I think Memphis could be a good opportunity. They're trying to get rid of the Chandler Parsons contract, and they're still trying to compete. So if the Celtics were willing to trade Kyrie, which I'm not sold on yet, but if they want to move Kyrie or Rozier Morris and some picks, I feel like Memphis could be their best option to get them up to the four spot.
But you're giving up Kyrie? No, I can tell you what I definitely don't want to have happen tonight. That, what he just described. Nope. I don't want that long-term play. You could, I guarantee you that.
Your team instantaneously becomes worse.
Ridiculous.
Chandler Parsons, right? So yeah. Do you know who Chandler Parsons is?
I don't want that to begin with.
He's got 2 years, $49 million left in his contract.
Bleh.
Chandler Parsons.
What a league.
Where do you play college ball?
Florida.
He's another Florida
guy.
I was going to say, he's with Nokum and those guys, right?
Bleh. Gross. James in the truck. James.
Hey, happy draft day, boys.
Hey, oh, James, happy
so exciting.
Day.
All right, yeah, don't be a smartass. So this is what I'm thinking. This is the year you finally cash in on some of these assets, guys, because you've got a young team, you've got a talented team, you've got potentially three stars locked in if you want to count Horford in a max contract. So there's two options that I like to trade up this year. First option, if you're not sold that Kyrie is confident and happy in Boston, you get up, use Rozier, Morris, whatever you need to in picks, and you go after Luka Doncic. The kid is a stud. The kid would be an insurance policy, worst-case scenario, if Kyrie leaves. And if he's not leaving, then he's an unbelievable piece or a chip in a year or two because of the way he's so highly regarded. 19 years old, won MVPs, championships, everything there is to do in the second-best league in the world. Second option, if you really are convinced that Kyrie's staying, you go get Mo Bamba. The kid is extremely intelligent to the point where he could have gone Ivy League. His 7'10 wingspan is unbeatable. And then you let him learn for the next 2 years under Horford. And if he develops fast enough, then you're okay with Horford moving on.
And what are you giving up? What are you giving up in these situations?
Honestly, I would consider giving Rozier, Morris, and three of those, you know, if you have to throw in the 27th, and then two to three of those, you know, long-term, you know, depending first-round picks. You've got a young team, and if you bring in one of those two studs, you can replace either Horford or Kyrie down the road, and you keep a long projected window with Brown, Hayward, Tatum, and you just keep it flipping over with another 19-year-old in Doncic or a 19-year-old in Bamba.
So you get a 7'1" kid in Mo Bamba that's got a 7'11" wingspan. That's the unique thing about him, right? His reach.
Yeah, but he's also good.
Yeah. I'd be more excited about that.
You know who Chris Mannix compared him to? And
who?
He said the risk is what? He's the next Hasheem Thabeet. So all the upside about him, that's the downside.
Yeah.
You want him to be that?
I would get excited over Mo Bamba.
What if he's Hasheem Thabeet?
I mean, why do we got to do these comparisons? Why can't
because that's what I'm talking about.
This drives
today.
Me crazy.
Because I
this.
Said there's always this real right. risk that right. you run in the NBA draft of right. having a guy that is so highly
know.
Touted.
I know.
And turns out to not be so good.
Like, yeah, he could be Rudy Gobert ago. Or he could be Hasheem Thabeet. I mean, like, that's a big difference.
Like, I remember watching Jason Tatum at Duke, and you're thinking, oh, okay, he's all right.
Last year,
it's not like fantastic.
Last year, Danny
he wasn't
Ainge.
Like the greatest heralded hey. Duke player. I wanted him to get Fultz.
Last year was Fultz.
Yeah,
or
I wanted Fultz.
Stay at one,
and
take
like,
Fultz,
depressed.
Or take Jason Tatum.
I'm like,
and the Celtics
said,
"Oh, we're not taking this guy.
Yeah,
we're taking Jason Tatum." And look at how smart they look now.
I know that. Okay, so boy, if they
That's
trade
why
up
I'm always
and
afraid.
They target this Mo Bamba
I'm
kid,
always afraid
and
of
they get him.
And you know what? You said Chris Mannix said that? Chris Mannix made that comparison?
So Mannix did like a podcast with like a bunch of like executives and a couple of insiders and like a former front office guy and a college coach. They did a big podcast together yesterday.
Do you know what Mannix said a year ago? And I thought he was right. He said, you know, with Danny Ainge making this move to draft Tatum, he's really putting his legacy on the line. Like he could blow up his entire legacy if Markelle Fultz turns out to be what everyone projected him to be. Well, so far, I don't think the legacy is in any danger. I don't think it's in any danger at all. He looks pretty good. Looks like the smartest guy in the room right now. That's what he looks like. So, I just, now a year later, it's like, you know what? We got to stop buying in on everything that's being said about these players before these drafts. Too many of them have not worked out. Who did we talk about yesterday? Was it...
It was Fultz a little bit.
No. What player?
Dragon Bender. Jim and his stupid sounder from. It was like something out of Kong. Dragon Bender sounder. It was awful. We wore that thing out. Where's he at right now? Is he in Minnesota?
There you go.
Did Minnesota Phoenix. Yep.
No, Chris Dunn was in Minnesota, then he got traded to Chicago.
Oh, that's your guy. That's the guy you wanted.
No.
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 No, I'm the Providence fan that didn't want Chris Dunn.
Remember when Ricky Rubio was going to be the best thing in the NBA?
That's right.
I mean, he's not a bad player.
Another name.
But he's not the best player in the NBA. Oh, you got to have Ricky Rubio. You got this kid's amazing. He's going to be incredible. I'm also wary of the, he tore it up over in Europe. Oh, okay. All right. Terrific. Who else has had been in that category? Dante Exum? Dante Exum was in that category. Do you remember all the tape we watched on Dante Exum?
Yep. Mario Hezonja. Remember that guy?
Oh, Dante Exum. I mean, where was he? He was gonna be the best. Oh, he's going to be so good. They got to be in on Exum.
Remember when Danny was in a spot and he didn't get Greg Oden?
How about Jahlil Okafor? Man. How about Jahlil Okafor?
Right. He's got to get himself a concussion walking into a door jam, didn't he?
No, that's Fab Mello.
That's Fab Mello. R.I.P.
Another.
Rest in peace, Fab Mello.
I can't believe that.
Fred and Weymouth. Fred.
Freddy!
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, Fred. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Gotta clear my throat.
That's what she said.
Oh, terrible call. Oh. Paul in the car, help us.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, Paulie.
Zoe.
Yeah.
You mean Zogasm.
Okay. And with that, we're not going anywhere. Stick with us.
That's good.
That's
time
good.
To,
good.
617. Good time to break.
779-0985. I'll tell you who that free agent is in the NFL who wants to be on the Patriots. He wants in. Should they want in? We'll get to it next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're a little more than a month away from the start of Patriots training camp, and there's a free agent in the NFL who wants to be there when it starts. 31-year-old free agent wide receiver Eric Decker did an interview with SiriusXM this week and revealed what he's looking for in his next and maybe his final NFL team. Here's his quote. I took a few visits and talked to some teams. At this point in my career, I want to go somewhere where I can compete for a Super Bowl and be in a good system and be with a quarterback that my skill set would be an addition to the team. Now, I mean, how many teams can you say? Super Bowl contender, good quarterback, veteran player that I think is a smart player.
You say right? Eric Decker, and I think you did say his name already, right, Decker?
I did say Eric Decker.
You did. Okay. I think instantaneously Green Bay Packers, because for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the 87, but it's like the Jordy Nelson body type. You know, he's 6'2", 6'3". I think he's actually 6'3", 6'4", almost. But he's a big, strong receiver. He's got better breakaway speed than people give him credit for. He's a good possession guy. Uses his body to shield off defenders. I like Decker. I mean, Malcolm Butler struggled against him every time we face him against the Jets. He's got really good presence in the red zone, which I think could benefit things. I think you could kick him inside, and he could play a little slot, too. Would that be a nice addition until Edelman gets back?
So he said, I think the Patriots would be a good fit. And he was drafted by Josh McDaniels in Denver, which he referenced. He said, I talked to New England last year during the free agency process in June. That is always an option I would definitely love to entertain.
How about this, too? We talked about Malcolm Mitchell. If it's break point and the knee's not right, and you know he's not going to be a go, and you can't count him each and every week, or he's going to start on popper, who knows? I mean, I'd look at Decker. Who's your outside guys right now? Chris Hogan? And is Jordan Matthews a slot now because Edelman's not there?
I think so.
Yes. So he's a slot guy. Who's your other outside guy?
Kenny Britt.
Who stinks?
Kenny Britt?
Stinks.
Let me tell you about Britt mentally. Issues with the offense. Can't trust that.
54 catches last year, 563 yards. Still productive. Can still do it. Still capable of playing in the NFL.
It's the first time you said a name that I'd stopped. They go,
get him on a one-year deal, short money?
You mentioned Dez Bryant. I think a lot of people think Dez has lost a step. But, you know, he competes hard. I like Dez as a player. He's a gamer. It's almost like, is there too much already off? You know, is the polish off Dez to the point where he wouldn't be the same type of receiver, where he's a breakaway guy on the outside? And that's not to say Decker would be that, but I think Decker is perfect for this offense from a structuring standpoint. You layer it, slants, in. He's a good post runner. Stab, use the body. Brady can use it to put the ball in spots where the body's going to shield. As opposed to number 14 from last year,
yeah,
who basically had to stick the ball in his helmet's face mask for him to catch it, and Brandon Cooks.
Eric Decker is better than Dez Bryant and Brandon Cooks now?
No, I'm saying how he fits. No.
I said Dez is a better gamer.
You see that? He's twisting your words.
No, Dez is a better gamer. I'm saying words, to fit this offense.
Jim, you're not on board with this, taking a shot?
Jim.
Guy doesn't play special teams. He's going to be like a fifth receiver.
He doesn't play special teams.
I'm so tired of special teams. Maybe they could sign another fullback. Oh, man. Maybe they could get another fourth tight end. He could be the up guy in a kick return as they phase the kickoff rollout.
Given the health of Mitchell, given the suspension of Edelman.
Boy, you drink the Kool-Aid.
I get it. They added Matthews, which is good. I like that, come on. Wouldn't bring him in?
I think Decker's, like, at this point, Austin Collie. What's
okay.
the point?
So what's the risk, though? Where's the risk?
Who's your outside guy?
You sign him. If he doesn't work out, you cut him.
Who's your outside guy right now, week one, against Houston? Give me your two outside receivers. Hogan to the right. Who's on the left? Dorsett? Britt?
Gronkowski?
Nope. Gronkowski, tight end to the right. Hogan and Gronk are on the right side of the formation. Who's on the left? Let's go. Come on. Jordan Matthews is one. He'll be in the slot.
Okay,
who's the outside
guy? You got a
guy?
Running back.
I said.
You're going to put two tight ends?
But I said.
Probably.
If Malcolm Mitchell is okay.
You got a rookie left tackle, you're going to have two tight ends out there.
If Malcolm Mitchell is okay.
Zero set.
Oh.
I do like that. Zero set.
No, of course you do.
If Malcolm Mitchell's okay, you don't pick up the phone. I said that. But if his knee ain't right, Decker's a good veteran receiver that I think could come into this system and not be a guy that needs the ball 65 times. Dez comes here. What's Dez going to want? I'm coming here to give you a break. I'm giving you a low salary because this is going to be a contract year for me. I'm going to sign a one-year deal, and it's going to be a contract year. But I tell you what. I better get 75, 80 balls. You know what I mean? That's what Dez is going to want. I don't need the yapping in Brady's ear and
No, you want a guy that's on the radio begging for a job.
He's not begging. I played it up. I'm not saying he's not begging for a job. He's saying it would be a great fit, and he'd love to entertain it. He'd love to be a Patriot.
Jim gets angry.
So would I.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Yeah. This is what happens when he starts coaching. He starts looking at the athletes now through the mind of a coach, where we're still trying to do a little bit of fanboy radio.
Sports talk radio in the midday.
Sports talk radio
like
in the midday.
Say.
Two midday marys.
Wait. So this is just a show. You don't really want Decker. You're just playing.
I don't know, coach.
No,
what are you telling me?
Saying that
you're a good team builder.
Fanboy. What's playing? Play a little fanboy radio here.
I'm gonna punch him. I swear.
Today's his day.
I'm leaving.
Today's the day for the two of you. The two of you, has been a good day.
4 days away to be good.
Why don't you bang out around like 1:15 or something?
Sounds good.
Wait, Pat's in Weymouth. Hey, Pat.
Hey, hit the barbecue. Oh, well. Time's at Fairy Lee. Martha sent an email yet?
Pat!
Hello?
Clambake.
Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, what do you think?
What do you think?
What do you think Cordell Patterson's going to be?
What do you mean?
Like, did he play outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So why not keep him outside instead of signing Decker?
How's his track record outside? There's none. Yeah, he's a kick returner. But I know they said they want to potentially use him, but this is what happens when you say you want to take a role-specific guy, meaning a kick returner, and say we're going to use him in another role too, to where we're only going to give him two routes to run. I want a guy that's going to be on the outside, and when Brady looks at him, he could give him 9 different signals. And whatever signal he gives him, I could run that route. I don't want just a post or a I don't want Dante Stallworth on the outside. You understand what Dante Stallworth was? He's either running the dig or the go or the post. There's never a hitch. There's no slant. There's no curl, no comeback. Deep in, clear out, or post.
Steve in the car on Eric Decker. You want him?
Why? I'm leaving
what
it
did we
one.
Do to deserve
I'm gonna
this?
I'm going to leave it one.
I don't know.
Honestly, what? Steve, know. You there?
Hey, sorry.
Hi.
Yeah, I mean, I think of Eric Decker, and I think of how he torched us on the Jets, but the very next thing that comes to my mind is the wife and the stupid tweets. Huh?
What do I have to worry about that for?
Isn't she a singer or something? What is she?
Who needs it? I mean, we just, you know, you just had that hockey player who got traded twice in one day because of his wife. I mean, it was a little worse, but.
Oh, you think?
Who needs a distraction?
Okay.
She's a singer.
I just Googled his wife.
I think she's.
In her tweets, she bragged about the size of his, you know.
I think they're big Christians. She's Christian rock.
Her and Giselle can do a duo.
Oh, my God.
And then
right? So he's going to be bugged by her. But
oh, she criticized the Titans' offense.
Ooh.
And then quickly deleted it. Her tweet was, I remember when he used to actually get thrown the ball.
This is pretty.
And then she deleted it. But then she retweeted someone else who said, I don't understand why the Titans refused to throw the ball to Eric Decker. No targets today.
Did she post naked in the magazine?
Who?
His wife.
I don't know. Did she?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not going to be a problem here at all. I'm sure Eric Decker had nothing to do with her mindset, right?
I thought she was, like, naked with him or something. Or maybe that was the bodybuilding thing. She's something.
If I Google that. Oh, here it is. Jesse James Decker.
Oh,
this is the
sounds
newest thing
dirty
remember.
Name, like a dirty name.
Jesse James Decker.
Jesse James Decker.
Reveals what she did when a thirsty fan sent Eric Decker a nude in his DMs.
Oh. Yeah, why don't you do a headline, Hardy? Pete and I are going to look up some stuff on the internet.
You going to do some research?
Yep.
Well, we're just trying to find out what we can find out about his wife. Someone sent him nudes. I don't see those being published. She looks like she works out. So he'll tell her to shut down the Twitter account. Get to more of your calls coming up in 90 seconds after Hardy's headlines.
He's yoked.